A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" And they were filled with awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?" So what were they afraid of? It seems like it must have been the storm. And if we allow Matthew's account and Luke's account to enter in too much as we listen to Mark's account, it will seem as if it is simply the storm that frightens them. But if we listen just to Mark's account and attend just to the way Mark tells the story, then he doesn't tell us that the disciples were frightened by the storm, but by Jesus' calming of the storm. They wake him, but that could be simply out of curiosity that he could sleep through it, or even irritation that he's not helping them with what needs to be done because a storm has broken out. Do you not care if we perish? It's after he calms the storm that they become afraid, and it's emphasized in the text. What's translated in the version I read as filled with awe in Greek says they were afraid with a great fear. They were afraid with a great fear. Have you no faith? Faith to listen and to obey him. The winds and the seas obey him. The winds and the seas have heard Jesus and obey him. So much of the previous section is about the one who has ears to hear, hearing him. Jesus has been telling parables and saying that his message, his word, his meaning will be heard by those who have ears to hear. In this story, we see that the winds and the seas have ears to hear. In the following story about the Gerasene demoniac, we will hear that pigs and demons have ears to hear. So the winds, the seas, the pigs, the demons, all hear, all listen and obey Jesus. What about human beings? What about disciples? Have they got faith? Have they any faith? Little faith? No faith? To hear and to obey. We can take faith to mean the space created within us by believing. A kind of nothingness, because it is the empty hand and the open heart. Faith opening us up to the divine mystery, a kind of nothing on which God can then work. So the story is about faith and a kind of fear that accompanies faith. It's almost a mortal sin these days to mention fear in relation to God or in relation to Christ. But that makes some of these gospel stories very difficult for us to receive if we decide that our fear of fear must exclude certain interpretations. There's another strange phrase in the gospel. They took him in the boat just as he was. Why are we given this detail? They took him just as he was. But who did he reveal himself to be in the course of the journey? And what is it about him that ought rightly to fill us with awe, to fear with a great fear, as the disciples did? We can say it is his call to us, calling us on to a depth of listening and commitment that seems infinite, to a shaking up of our world and a remaking of our lives that continues as long as we are alive. How could we not be afraid of such a thing, of responding to such a call? Faith is not a matter of take it or leave it. It's not a matter of taking it as it comes. It's not a matter of Jesus remaining with us just as he is. It is rather a matter of opening up and continuing to open up to a depth of love and truth beyond imagination and beyond expectation. In the face of such divine depth and the call to leave the familiar in order to enter into them, it seems reasonable to be afraid, to be filled with awe at the mystery of truth and love into which we have been called.